rocking the boat. We have always learned not to stand up in a small boat, especially a canoe, and that rocking the boat is a dangerous thing. Those who rock the boat, even though history often views them as visionary, are usually seen as trouble by whatever people or forces are powerful at the moment. Pastors denounced the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's call for nonviolent protest. The United Church of Christ and several other Christian denominations have been denounced for being open and affirming to LGBTQIA folk. Over the last year, I've been denounced by many who don't like that I support the LGBTQ+ community. Black Lives Matter, mental health, accessibility for all, equality, full access to reproductive health care, and living out love one another. But in today's reading, it's not some kind of protest or human anger that is literally rocking the boat. In today's Bible reading, it looks perhaps as if God is somehow active in the storm that rocked the disciples' boat. Jesus woke up during the storm and probably a little bit crabby after just waking up from a nap, told the storm to stop. I do not, nor will I ever blame God for hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and COVID and other disasters or tragedies. And anytime someone stands up and says that a storm appears because God is punishing folks for something or other, my response is a succinct, that kind of thinking is full of, you insert your own word there. So what am I to do with a passage where it is definitely possible to think that God is rocking the boat? What's the teachable thing here? Storms. There was a storm when Jesus and the disciples were on the boat. Nowhere in the reading does it say that God brought up the storm. It does say that Jesus rebuked the wind and told the sea, "Peace, be still." It also says that when the storm came up, Jesus was napping. The Bible is filled with God-caused moments. God caused the great flood. God caused the plagues. God caused the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And our lives do seem to be filled with God-is-napping times. I prayed and nothing changed. Innocent people meet tragic ends. Coronavirus, gun violence, disasters, bombs, war, corrupt actions by powerful people. And maybe I can explain those things by saying that the events of the Old Testament reflect God's people trying to make sense of the evil they did and the hardship they endured as punishment. Maybe I can go further and say that when the tragedies and hardship aren't related to any kind of wrong living by God's people and the expected punishment, they are a way for God's glory to ultimately be shown. Maybe I can say that bad things happen because of the presence of evil in the world. God is the author of all things good, and Satan is the author of all things evil. But all of those ideas ring hollow to me. I don't know why bad things happen. I don't know why good things happen. I've got no satisfactory answers on the whole why front. We thank God for God's blessings. We ask God for deliverance from our trials. There's an obvious, if not too simple, idea. God is not the one who brings the storm. God is the one that helps to bring us through the storm. Those words, well, they're comforting and hopeful to me. I think that those words are comforting and hopeful to anyone. They aren't an answer to why it all happens. I don't have one. They aren't words upon which everyone agrees. I don't have an easy answer to the questions of God's power, healing, and what God does, what God doesn't do, and why. Nevertheless, the words, "peace be still," are words of comfort and hope. Peace be still. But They're also the words of someone who was a bit irritated and just got up from a nap. What if the storm that I'm talking about isn't something huge? What if it's things that are smaller, less devastating? In the spirit of the phrase, smooth seas do not make a skilled sailor, let's ask the question. When our boat is rocked, does it always serve to make us stronger? Illness. We are healed. We are stronger for the experience. Financial trouble. We make it through. We are wiser for the experience. Panic. We learn how to address the symptoms. We find that we can provide immeasurable help to others. Depression. Divorce, loss of job, pandemic. I don't think all of it serves to make us stronger. It can just as easily leave us devastated and broken. So where's the teaching moment? Where's the hope? When Jesus woke up, as the wind and the waves threatened to swamp the boat, his first words were, "Peace, be still." After the storm was over, he said, "Why are you afraid?" He didn't say, "Why were you afraid?" His words to the wind and the sea were, "Peace, be still." I got to think that as he said these words, the disciples heard them as well. Something that the disciples said before Jesus quieted the winds and the waves that I haven't addressed yet today. "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Don't you care? Why wouldn't the disciples feel that way? The boat was about to sink and Jesus was napping. Did Jesus care? He was in the boat too. And I think what's teachable in today's reading does let us ask if, and helps us to know that Jesus cares. It has everything to do with Jesus' words, "Peace be still." And it's also about Jesus saying, "Trust me, we'll get through this. We're in this boat together." Maybe we can all find peace and be in the boat together, resting and napping. Amen.